This is the Cross Conference cast for September 29th, 2010. Mildly inspirational.
Just listen.
Check us out at crossconference.com or email us crossconference@gmail.com. This is Joan.
And this is Ruth.
And we're back. It is the 29th of September, and we're recording again, finally. There's a lot that has happened. We went through the entire playoffs and the final of the WPS 2010 season, and we didn't record, mostly because I had a hard time caring. Though, what were your impressions of the playoff and then eventually the final?
Well, I missed the first game. I was in New Jersey for the Boston College Rutgers game, and then just wasn't really all that interested in watching the webcast online. And because I also didn't want to jinx Philly. I very much wanted Philly to advance at least past the first round, because I'm bored of DC. And they managed to do that, although I guess they went to a massive amount of overtime for that. And then they did it again in Boston. And I'm really confused as to why so many people are so upset that Boston didn't advance. I mean, yeah, there was that questionable handball call, but Alex Scott missed some wide open chances. She looked like A-Rod out there. So, I don't know. I wanted to see Philly in the final, but that was sort of like, that was my bias at that point. Boston could have won, but they didn't. And so I really enjoyed the final. I sort of wish that Philadelphia had gotten more of a rest, because I think that they could do better against FC Gold Pride. But they kind of screwed themselves over by not finishing chances. And so it wasn't that stressful to watch the game. But I guess it also wasn't that interesting if you're not already invested in both of those teams or one of those teams.
Yeah, I think it was just the time, I think, for me. It just felt like it dragged on, even though the entire playoffs thing was just a week, but it was like it had been 2 weeks since I was actually invested in a game, you know, with Chicago Red Stars. So it's like, I don't, you know, what's going on? You know, we've already lost two teams this year. What does this really matter? in a way, I'm very doom and gloom.
It's not just you. Sheck Borkowski recently mentioned on his blog, or he had a whole entry actually on his blog, that there's no, like, everyone's just playing for pride. There isn't really incentive to do well, I guess. And I don't know that much about how this works in other American sports, but like it never occurred to me. Like I know that in most tournaments you are playing for something else, not just pride, but that's not what you hear people talk about, like with baseball or basketball. People aren't playing for, they don't talk about playing for, you know, a purse or something. It's always playing for pride.
And it's hard because this is only the second season, so there's not like, oh, we're playing for a legacy or something, like a really great legacy of winning, or like this is our one shot to have this great season. It's like, this league is 2 years old. We've lost two teams, and we had two. I mean, we added two and then lost two. So. So it was
homeostasis,
and it's hard to like. If I was going to try to be invested in a team, it's like, okay, so there's going to be an expansion team this year and then maybe another one. It's like, is this really even going to be the same team? the next year? Is like the same people? Like, how, like, do I
It's
even know
not,
how
they're
these
not
people
even,
play?
some teams aren't even the same team for a whole season. Like, just
Atlanta. Not
Atlanta.
that there was a lot to be invested in there in the first place, but
Right. But like, and even teams that weren't hugely affected by St. Louis folding, just like this revolving door on developmental players and full roster players and not knowing the difference between them, and then suddenly Jen Grubb is out of nowhere on a team. Like, I
is
don't
this
even know.
2002? What? Yeah, I mean, we could talk about that later. What in I guess in a I mean in a later podcast is more reflecting on the entire situation. Maybe once Buffalo's Buffalo the new fran new real New York franchise is created. And talk a little about that. But speaking of the final, I was glad the FC Gold Pride won because just this cynic in me was like, Philly is just too plucky right now, and they need to get back down to reality. This is not a movie where you win through pluck and you're like, oh, no, You work hard, and sometimes, a lot of times, you lose.
This is
So,
America. The big
yeah.
guns are gonna win.
Yeah, I was just like, they are getting too cute, little too, just, I just, no, Someone needs to bring them back down to reality. And Marta did that. So,
Yeah. Well, people complained last year that, LA lost because they had too much time off. And now they're complaining that Philly lost because they had to do all that traveling and went to double overtime in both games. And it's like, dude, nobody's ever going to be happy.
No, there's always some reason why he lost. But anyway, so continue on with the WPS. Tanya Antonucci did bow out for the end of this season. She's no longer the, what is she?
The commissioner?
Commissioner.
Right.
Crap. God, I sound really smart. Tanya Antonucci is no longer the commissioner. We will have a new commissioner. It's very it's saddening because it seemed like she was really like before the first season even started, like she was on what was it, Condé Nast, some magazine that I think the last Condé Nast magazine that was published in print. I don't remember what it was called though.
I have
Anyway,
no
something
idea.
about entrepreneurs or something. See how smart I am. I just knew that it was one of the last print publications. And it was reasonably successful.
We can tell you're a librarian.
Yeah. Well, no, it was more from a media standpoint. I was interested in who's still publishing print magazines. So that was one change that came, and then just a few yesterday, 2 days ago, yesterday, just yesterday, Jim Gabera. Did he quit or was he, his contract not renewed or?
He and the franchise parted ways.
They left. They decided to grow as people apart.
WPS has been over since Sunday, so we don't we've totally moved on at this point.
We kind of have. I think I moved on before. But, and the, so that was one, the maybe the biggest change to the Freedom. Then, of course, the news that Sonia Bonpastor is not going to return. She's going to stay in France.
Surprise, surprise.
And I guess the reasoning is to focus on the Women's World Cup next year to stay in France for that. And I suppose, I mean, I've heard people say, well, okay, so, the men don't do that, but the men make quite a bit more money. And so it's probably a little bit more expensive for the women to fly to France
Plus, I
for
think
the, a
with
Marianne.
FIFA, there are the incentives that WPS doesn't have, the monetary incentives.
And it's and maybe that these people leaving kind of see the writing on the wall, like that the league is, or maybe they feel like the league is not sustainable in the way that they had hoped. I'm hoping this is just like a very like a rough patch, and that they'll come out on top. I don't see that many great signs of that. But, you know, I'm willing to be surprised. I was surprised in many other areas this season. yeah. So, anything else with the Hope Solo.
Yeah. We'll get to Hope Solo later. She's really? Our regular segment.
Okay, yeah. So let's take a little... What? Huh?
Did we cover Buffalo? We said we'd come back to it.
Oh, okay. Well, we mentioned that there was okay. And let's see. Oh.
It's been confirmed.
Of course, it's been confirmed. Good one. Thank you. It's been confirmed that that Buffalo will be the eighth team for next year, assuming we have eight teams next year, all of them. It makes the WPS very East Coast heavy. Which is nice if you're on the East Coast, but if you're all by your lonesome in the Bay Area, it's a little rough. Of course, California is like a sinking ship. We'll get to that later. it's good. And I think with the combination of Washington Freedom's problems and this new New York franchise, Buffalo, Rochester, whatever, I think... This is probably going to be the best time for Abby Wambach to move up to Buffalo.
Oh, wow. You are jumping on the bandwagon.
Well, okay. Jim Gabara's leaving, so that, like, her connection and that, a connection there is gone. She had been working very well with Sonia Bompastor. Sonia Bompastor is gone. She seems like someone who would grab the bull by the horns, really, and just be like, you know what, being closer to home, starting off this new franchise. Like, I feel like Washington Freedom would be, is fine, is pretty stable. Though, of course, if they move to Baltimore, good night. I don't know. And they would suffer without her, certainly, not only on the field but also probably in
ticket
sales.
They already suffer with her on the field.
They suffer with her, but
I mean, if they could secure some young upcoming talent, like if they could, depending on who gets that coaching job, and how well they play the draft and trades, like. They could potentially put together a Philly. I mean, and it would be really interesting to see DC finally change, because I don't think they've done much of that.
Good point. I think they were sort of hoping that what worked for them in the semi-professional league would transfer over to the WPS, and it
except they didn't keep their key players from that.
Right. Right. So we'll see. I mean, it would, you know, it could be that they could do a Philly, or they could make Ellie Long the face of their team.
Oh my.
They could do that.
Definitely attract a different crowd that way.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take a little break. We'll come right back and talk about the NCAA.
It's not the money.
And we're back with the Cross Conference cast. I'm Joan.
And I'm Ruth.
And we're going to talk a little bit about NCAA soccer.
Yay!
Starting off with the number one, Boston College. Holy moly. I didn't really see that coming. You probably did because you pay more attention to them. But I was like, what? That's crazy. You know, they go from being, you know, maybe sometimes being in the middle of the top 10, but never, you know. And then all of a sudden they're like just taking people out left and right. Snipers.
Yeah. And I think it's like it's sort of something that textually I saw coming, because I had never actually seen one of their games live until this year. Like I had seen them in the ACC tournament, you know, but that's video and you can miss a lot that way. But I got to see them play against Rutgers, and Rutgers granted isn't like a major team. They're not, I don't think they're in the top 10 right now. And they've had kind of a little bit of a shaky season, but, like BC didn't sit back, and it was really interesting seeing them play, especially with Christy Mears and Vicky DiMartino on the team, because they, like, Christy had a good showing with the U-20s, and Vicky didn't, but to see them play together for a team that they've been playing for this is their second season now, and without last year's senior leadership with Gina DiMartino and Kelly Henderson, It was incredible to see how well BC worked together, and to see all the other parts that don't get talked up that often, Pember and Sharon, and you know, some of the others. Like I don't know all the names on the team, but yeah, BC looked good, and then they beat UNC. Gave them a real run for their money. Came from behind twice in that game, I think, and now they're on top. I mean, they tied Stanford at the beginning of the season, and they beat UNC. Stanford tied BC and tied UNC, so it makes sense that Stanford's in second and UNC is now in third. Like, when was the last time UNC was in third?
Yeah. Well. I know, I'm trying to think. it must have been at least 5 years ago, 4 or 5, 5 maybe 6. I don't know. Oh, we have Portland Stanford next. Well, I mean, first Portland played Cal and won 2-1 after going down a goal in the first half, and then came back with 2 goals in the second. And I mean, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about them not starting out the gate because I know I've mentioned this before. Portland not having that really attacking minded player who's just gonna pull everyone into this frenzy that's gonna really, you know, get them going. They don't have that this year, and I think that's what really bit them in the first half against Cal, and what really bit them against Stanford. Is that they're very comfortable with seeing if they can control the ball for a while, and that can work for them too. But I think against Stanford, it really they can hold their own against the big teams, obviously. but it was I think that was a lesson.
I think the Cal game is kind of maybe more worrisome than the Stanford game, even though it was a win, because I don't think Cal had Alex Morgan. And Megan Gisolva.
So Christine Press.
No, Cal.
Oh, that's not. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, Stanford. No.
Right. I mean, maybe Portland underestimated them a little. But they did. They did win. It just. I hope that was their wake up. And I don't know what all you can do when. I mean, because Stanford has that strong forward leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it hurts Portland that much to have lost to them.
Well, it knocked them down quite a bit. I think they're third maybe now. Or so. No, we just said UNC. But
there may be fourth or fifth.
Fourth, yeah, fourth. Sorry. I think what just irritates me about them is that they're so patient. I'm like, and I'm a very patient person.
But you've wasted it all on Chicago.
I have wasted my patience on Chicago. But I need to see the person who isn't patient. Like, I'm not, like, there needs to be somebody there. There needs to be the Enyarts or the Rapinos who are just like, I don't have time for this. Like, we're just gonna, and I see, like, a Sophie Schmidt and a Keelan Winters and a, you know, that, and they're just very patient people. God love them. I love them. I do. But they're just too patient. I mean, all the players there that I love, they're very patient people. And it's like, you quit it. Like, just get angry. And just, anyway, Penn State.
Oh, Penn State. I wrote that blog entry about how I'm about ready to give up on them. At the time that I wrote it, they had had only two wins this season. They had the worst record in the Big Ten. They're not ranked, and they were going into Big Ten play. They were going to play against Michigan State this weekend, which I ended up watching the replay of the game yesterday, and it's just they won that game 1-0, but they won the game on a penalty kick. And they're having some major offensive issues, and majorly offensive issues. Just Christine Nairn, she's taking long shots that are going like so completely wide of the goal that they're headed towards the corner flag. And like Maya Hayes, she's fast, but she overruns the ball. She did it quite a few times in that game. And it's really frustrating. And I'm not ready to say that, you know, they had this win over the weekend and now they're turning it around. They need to string together maybe a couple of wins in a row. It's still painful.
It's hard. Santa Clara.
Oh, well, actually, okay. No, I shouldn't be unhappy with this. You know, they're having a decent season. They rank anywhere between 10th and 15th, depending on the poll. And you know, that's good considering this is Santa Clara. They don't have that many injuries yet. I think they've got like four or five. They recently had a starter tear an ACL, a defender, junior, I think, LaPont. But you know, that's like par for the course for Santa Clara. You need at least one ACL tear a year, and it's not Poch, so Poch will graduate at the end of the season.
Yeah. I think she's graduated like three times, right?
Right, but I think this will use up her eligibility for graduation.
Oh,
she's... girl's got to have a master's by now. Is she gonna like go for a PhD or something?
What a sweetheart. Have we talked about UNC?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, UC Irvine.
Yes. My beloved Anteaters are moving right along. They have not lost a game since Seattle in August, at the end of August.
Wow.
And that's great. That feels great. I say as though I've been really following them closely. No, I mean, they've had some really solid wins over Oregon State, you know, San Francisco, San Diego. So, I mean, I don't think my favorite player, what's her name, has played. Lonnie Amok. Lanny Amick.
LA.
Yeah, LA. That's what. Hey, that's good. It's a good nickname. LA. That's a very good jock nickname. They're doing great, and so I think they're really gonna surprise people in the playoffs. They're gonna like sneak up on them and just like punch them in the kidney, like boom. How you like that? Their next game is on the 1st against the Pacific
Tigers.
I was looking at their mascot. I was thinking Tigers, Thundercats. It's okay. No, they are the Tigers. I knew that. So I think that about covers it for what we wanted to talk about in the NCAA. Let's take a small break, and then we'll come back and finish up with some national team talk. So we'll be right back with a cross-conference cast. We're back with the Cross Conference Cast. I'm Joan.
And I'm Ruth.
And there were some games, national team games, UEFA games, qualifying ones, in Europe. And I think the interesting game was Switzerland versus England and how it ended. I mean, England won, I thought, quite handily, as they should have. Though at the end there... Bachmann did like an amazing impression of an extra on Saving Private Ryan and just fell to the ground after standing near Rachel Brown. And it was, that was truly amazing.
And, she knocked me off my feet too.
Yeah. And she got away with it initially. And then, and Brown got a red card. But then she apologized later and said it was totally fake, which is good. It was good on her part, but it's like, what possessed you in the moment to be like, cause there's one thing when you're kind of bumped and then you know, sort of sell it, but there's one thing to wholesale make up like contact completely
on camera.
And fall to the ground when absolutely nothing, no one touched you. It's like, what? I don't know.
Maybe she's one of those players that saw the writing on the wall, knew she wasn't going to be in the World Cup next year, and is practicing for WPS play.
That's good. Yeah. I'm sure. How does anyone in Atlanta have the patience for her? How? I mean.
Well, they've got Hope Solo.
That's true. But I would figure that they're like the one that kind of attitude you can tolerate when they perform, but then like, and you sort of get results, but whatever. But Brown got her red card rescinded. So that's good. The qualifiers for the Women's World Cup so far in Europe, Sweden, England, Norway, and France. And of course, Germany.
But Germany didn't.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't have to do anything. So, whatever. New Zealand. You want to talk about them?
New Zealand started qualifiers yesterday, and you know they expect to roll through as usual in their conference, they've learned from the U.S., I guess, and aren't being overconfident about it. But then they did have two players with hat tricks last night. And actually, I think at least one of them had a 4-goal game, and they ended up beating Vanuatu I hope I said that right.
Vanuatu.
14.
No.
Vanuatu. Vanuatu. Sorry. 14-0 last night. So they're off to a decent start. They could probably improve on that, maybe.
You're supposed to stop at 9.
Oh.
9 goals.
Well, I think those last couple goals were by under 20 players. So
own goals.
They're little, you know, young pups. They're over enthusiastic.
They should still know. Or maybe rules are different in the Southern Hemisphere. And of course, in mere days, the U.S. women's national team will face China in Georgia, in Atlanta, or Kennesaw Stadium.
You know, Canada just played a closed-door game against them.
Did they?
And they've got, they're playing again on the 30th, I think, or today? Today or tomorrow, they're playing against them. I don't remember where they're playing against them, but it'll be open to the public.
Where? In Atlanta? What?
No. Up in Canada. Up
in Canada. Okay.
Somewhere in Canada.
Good.
I want to say Toronto, but watch me be wrong. Doesn't matter. I can't go.
It's probably Edmonton. The women's national team, and there's been some coverage on the USsoccer.com. It's been moderately interesting.
It's rained. Like, did you know it rained?
It rained and somebody spilled ice.
Wow.
Isn't that...
That is amazing.
I know.
Oh, and Hope Solo showed up.
Oh yeah, Hope Solo was there to lend her support while she took a break from tweeting about her favorite flavor of Pinkberry and how great everything is in Seattle. I guess we can transition that into talking about Hope Solo's tweets again, or whatever she's doing. This time she had some things about appearances. Appearances are only appearances. So why do we waste our time trying to judge them? We all must have better things to do. !
Right.
Don't you feel wiser for having read that?
I feel like that's directed at her teammate Bachman, you know? It appears that you weren't hit and you went down, but we all know better.
Yeah. I mean, what? I don't understand this. Let's see. And this one was 6 hours ago. Can't even tweet about my surgery experiences. God forbid that might be taken the wrong away. Like I said, writing solo. So I don't understand. At what point did we ever take any of her tweets the wrong way?
What would she say about surgery that would be taken the wrong way?
Like, I think everyone's received her comments in the spirit in which they were intended.
Surgery performed by Abby Wambach.
Yeah.
Now have a broken leg.
It's hard to misin. I don't know. Like, she's never said, no, you're misinterpreting what I wrote here. No, like, every time she's complained about the ref, she's never said, no, I wasn't really saying they're no good. Or wasn't really complaining about the fans in Boston. What, you know, you have this wonderful platform. You can complain in 140 characters. You can clarify in 140 characters too, sweetie. So, there.
So, there. And then blow raspberries.
So, there. There. Anyway,
gotta love the maturity on the national team.
Oh,
it's massive.
I'm so tired. You just make me angry. It just makes you wish that only Heather O'Reilly could talk. That's what it makes me wish.
Wow.
Just have only Heather O'Reilly announce everything.
In her job
really,
voice.
That's what you want. That's really what you want. Is to just have her talk. Don't let anyone. Don't. Yeah, it's pointless. They try to be all like professional. No, Heather O'Reilly's gonna give it to you straight. She's not, you know, messing around. She's on the level, you know? I feel like, you know, if she would drop a few F-bombs if she felt like it, if it was appropriate, she'd just be like, you know what, I'm on the level. Anyway.
Wow.
Becky Sauerbrunn got a call up because Joe Lohman got a little bit injured during WPS play.
A little bit injured.
Got a little bit injured. Which is good. I love Becky Sauerbrunn. She's fantastic. Good old 2004 kid from the U19 team. She's great. She's very I think she's played every single minute of WPS play. I don't know if it's just because no one's noticed that she's been playing the entire like, oh, did you want a break, Becky? Like, no, I'm okay.
I don't know what she did during the off season last year.
Just took a nap.
I guess so, to make up for all that playing time.
I think it's been stated that Tobin Heath will not be playing. She's still recovering from her surgery, and Carly Lloyd has been, I think, training fully for the first time, which
Ever.
is great, you know, for the first time since her injury. And it's I have to say, her comments on Twitter have been very like it's almost like mildly inspirational, because she's always been very upbeat about everything and like very honest about when she's struggling, and like always really hard to not play. You're like, oh, that's sweet, Carly Lloyd. You're working hard, and that's the most you'll get from me for Carly.
That's a ton.
That's a ton. It is. It's mildly inspirational at this point. Do you have anything to say about anything you're looking forward to? I mean, I don't have any starting 11 because I don't think it really matters, but.
I don't even remember who's in camp anymore.
You're awful.
No, okay, I do remember a little bit. I know Krieger's in camp. I know that O'Hara and Barnhart just made it back, or just made it out, or whatever. Alex Morgan and Sydney Leroux are there. And there are some other peoples, I think. I don't know. I'm
Yes.
just not interested in this
I'm
team
cutting that out. I'm cutting that out. And it's very hard to talk to.
Yeah,
Like,
I just,
we're
okay,
not
yeah,
going to
no,
talk
I
about
don't.
how you're not interested. Just like how we're not going to talk about how you don't like UNC.
Yeah, okay, I have nothing really to say about the national team. Oh, I got snail mail the other day about from US Soccer about how there are games coming up for the men's and women's teams.
Have you? How did that happen?
I don't know. I didn't know that they did stuff like that. And I'm
Well, I know
wondering
that
if
they.
ticket sales are awful.
I know that they do stuff like that, but I didn't know that they. How did they get your address?
I don't know. I haven't bought tickets for a national team game since what, 2004? Not that I haven't been to a game since 2004, but someone else has bought the tickets. Haven't bought a jersey since
Well, maybe
2008.
they just still have your address, but
But
I get
it's not
automated
like there
phone
haven't been
calls.
games, you know?
I get automated phone calls, but not mail, which hurts me, US Soccer. Like, you know, nothing says I love you more than a postcard announcing that I should come and buy a $65 ticket to see some people run around for a little while.
You know, after you
So
drive 600 miles.
after I drive 600 miles. So, you know, I'm feeling underappreciated. Is that all we have?
I guess so. Do we want to give out a Twitter award? We're not
I
giving it
haven't
to mildly inspirational. I was thinking more along the
No.
lines of,
Wildly inspirational.
I
It's
was
our
thinking
Twitter
about, you know, a
award.
player from England, maybe.
I know I enjoyed Kaz's reaction Karen Carney's reaction to Ramona Bachman. And as I enjoy her reaction to most things, because I understand about 30% of it, but I am delighted 100% by it. always it is wonderful. I love the banter between her and Kate Markgraf. Even when they are separated by an ocean, it continues. Nothing can really stop their antagonistic interactions.
I had a good conversation with Tiff Weimer and Jordan Angeli the other day.
Oh yeah. That I saw bits of that while I was working in my job like an adult.
What are you implying? I was doing research for the blog.
Sure.
on a theoretical Penn State and Santa Clara rematch from 2005, and it was determined that would probably be a tie again, even though Tiff Weimer tried to draft Kerry Dew to play him for Penn State. I'm not sure how she expected Kerry Dew to score, but but yeah, it was a good conversation.
Yeah, so they can win. Tiff Weimer kind of wins by default every week, and we just have to find someone else to give it to make
Jordan.
Them feel better. Jordan Angeli. Jordan Angeli, who had a great season this year, she can give it to Jordan.
Yeah.
I like her. She's got red hair.
She played for the Broncos.
For
very many years.
I mean, I'm overlooking that. I mean, we can look over.
She played for the U-20s.
It's okay. That's forgivable. In 2006, that's forgivable as well.
Now it is.
Look at all the things we can forgive. That's true. Now it is. Now it seems like a...
That was a great year.
Like, boy, you guys did great. They didn't do awful. They were just inconsistent and disappointing.
Rather than consistently disappointing.
True. I mean, there was nothing you did not expect from this team, did you? Right?
Well, I definitely expected them to suck.
2010. Oh, we are awful, awful people.
And they're continuing that. Just look at Roe and Nairn right now in college.
I prefer not to look
the other
that.
Way. Just don't.
I'm just looking at Portland and my beloved Anteaters. Oh gosh,
onward and upward.
Yes. Anyway, let's talk after the games versus China, or at least after one. Okay.
I'll try to pay attention.
You do that.
I vow to watch at least one of those games. At least one of those games is going to be broadcast for it, right?
Sure. All right, I think we're done here.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.